Our Old Testament reading today is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Please be seated. Let me begin my sermon with a story. This is kind of one of the very well-known stories. It was late on a Saturday night. Pastor Dan Thompson of the Almighty God Tabernacle Church put the final touches on his sermon and then prayed for some time for all the people who desperately needed to hear the message the Lord had given him. Finishing, he picked up the church phone to call his wife. It was 10 p.m., but his wife did not answer. He cleared off his desk, turned off his computer, dialed his wife again, and she picked up on the second ring. "Hey, honey, I just wanted to let you know I'm leaving now. Hey, I tried calling a few minutes ago, and you didn't answer." She assured him that she had been home all evening and phone never rang until now. He glanced the church's phone call history and realized that he had dialed a 9 instead of a 7, I mean 6. "I must be tired. I dialed the wrong number. See you in a few minutes." The following Monday, Pastor Dan received a phone call. The man on the phone wanted to know why he had received a call from this number at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. The man went on. "The phone rang and rang, but I didn't answer it." Pastor Dan remembered and apologized for disturbing him, explaining that he had intended to call his wife but dialed the wrong number. The man said, "That's okay. Your call actually saved my life. You see, my life has been pure crappy hell for the last year. I had finally decided to end it all, but just before I pulled the trigger, I decided to pray one more time. Well, I yell at God, 'If you are God, if you are there, and you, if you don't want me to do this, you better give me a sign.' At that time, at that very instant, my phone rang. I looked at the caller ID. It said, 'Almighty God.' I was afraid to answer and even more afraid to pull the trigger. I think maybe I'm supposed to talk to you." The end of the story. This story's author or source is unknown. I think this story might be a made-up story. I don't know. But it doesn't matter whether it's a true story or not. The lesson from this story is clear and loud. Do no harm, especially to yourself. Whether God gives you any sign or not, whether God performs any supernatural miracle for you or not, God loves you, and God is always with you. So, don't even think about harming yourself only because your life is not going well just as you wanted, intended, or planned. Don't harm yourself only because you want to blame and punish yourself for your fatal mistakes or your serious fault. Whenever you feel that God has abandoned you or neglected you for overwhelming reasons in your seemingly hopeless life, then it is time for you to return to God. It is time for you to come back to yourself. It is time for you to realize that no matter what, God loves you unconditionally and eternally. Last Sunday, I shared with you the three simple rules of John Wesley. Number one, do no harm. Number two, do good. Number three, stay in love with God. And I share with you the part one of the first rule, do no harm. So this morning, my sermon is Do No Harm, part two. My sermon continues on this same topic. Last Sunday, I shared with you my first point, do no harm to others. This morning, I'd like to share with you my second point of do no harm, and that is do no harm to yourself. Let us pay attention to this morning's gospel lesson from Matthew. It's about the greatest commandment. Lucinda also shared the same greatest commandment with the children. Jesus says in verses 37 and 38, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." Then verse 39, "And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Please pay attention to this commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, as yourself. See, this phrase clearly indicates that loving yourself is already built in. It's already assumed and confirmed. So this means that unless you love yourself, after all, you cannot possibly love other people. Can you? Not really. The point is, it is extremely important that you must love yourself with your self-respect, self-esteem, and self-care. This is an integral part of the greatest commandment Jesus has given us. However, unfortunately, some people think, even believe, that they can do whatever they want to do with their bodies because they own their bodies. Do we own our own bodies? Do we? No, we do not own our bodies. God does. We, as whole beings, both body and soul, belong to God. We are God's. We are God's creation that is reserved for God's holy purposes. Apostle Paul emphasizes in this in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. So, if you harm yourself, It means that you harm not only others, especially your loved ones around you, but also God. That is so true. Harming others or harming yourself is indeed harming God, for we are God's precious masterpieces. Therefore, in this sense, number one, do no harm to others, and number two, do no harm to yourself, are indeed, after all, the same as number three, do no harm to God and God's creation. Yes, all these three go together. John Wesley's do no harm rules applies not only to fellow human beings, but also to everything God created and everything God sustained on this earth. We are called to be faithful stewards of everything in our lives and in the natural world, all forms of life, animals, plants, environment, and more. We are never meant to be created as greedy and selfish exploiters that harm the earth and everything else in the universe. Never. Throughout history, we witnessed that one person's sacrificial love changed the whole world. Yes, we know this one person, Jesus. Book of Hebrews 7:27 says, He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. Being a faithful follower of Jesus, you can make a difference in your life and in other people's lives. Your peaceful presence, your random act of kindness, or even your beautiful smiles can brighten people around you and create a long-lasting joy in your own life and other people's lives as well. On the other hand, sadly, one person, whoever that might be, only one corrupt-minded person's self-centered ambition, prejudice, control-mongering, manipulation, and evil intent could harm thousands and millions of vulnerable and frightened people and force them into chaos, disaster, pain, and suffering. This scary scenario is becoming a harsh reality in today's uncertain and anxious situations. That's why we, the disciples of Christ, must be stronger, more resilient, and more truthful stewards of all God's people and God's all creation. Do no harm is God's mandate that we must obey so that we can live in peace, love, and harmony in our community, in our nation, and across the world. Apostle Paul proclaims that God created everything in Colossians, for in him all things in heaven and all on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. My sisters and brothers in Christ, one of my favorite Bible verses is that is meaningfully related to John Wesley's three simple rules is Micah 6:8. This morning, our liturgist, Steve Carrick, read this verse, and let us also read it together in one voice. He has shown you, ready? Okay. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Yes, let us remember that God requires us to do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Therefore, our first step to obey God's requirement is simply do no harm. Next Sunday, I will be sharing with you the second simple rule: do good. Thanks be to God. Amen.